Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello, and welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 26th of January, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in about 5 minutes or so. Starting off with our news in the UK today. Hey, all you taxpayers out there. Hey, you want to know where your money's going? Well, here you go. Seems the UK Council's about to give £40 million to boost electric car numbers. This is from the councils in London, Nottingham, and Bristol. They all put a little bit of money in the pot so they can get some greener vehicles on the road. Those cities that are on board have agreed to introduce new technology, like fast charging hubs and street lamps that double as EV chargers. Also, the councils will enforce new measures that allow owners to use bus lanes in city centers and park in up to 25,000 spaces allocated for just electric vehicles. I guess not a bad way for tax money to go somewhere. I guess it's better than politicians' pockets, am I right? Oh, rumors upon rumors coming from Apple now. Yeah, the iPhone 7. Who cares about that thing right now? Let's talk about that 5SE. Say what? Yeah, apparently Apple's going to have a new 4-inch iPhone coming out. In fact, there's actually some pictures that have leaked online of the thing. In fact, the device actually looks like a smaller iPhone 6S. It has those rounded edges and, of course, the curved glass. But, of course, the very smaller display. Now, there has been a little bit of back and forth about what processor the thing's going to have. We've heard A8. Others have said A9, so remains to be seen. It will, however, have Apple Pay on board with NFC connectivity. You're also going to get Touch ID and support for live photos, but you're not going to get 3D Touch. Nah. You're going to have to spend a little bit more to do that. Okay, the bigger question, when's it coming out? Well, by the photos, it looks almost completely done, so I wouldn't think it'd be too much longer. But heck, knowing Apple, they'll save this thing for the end of the year. Spotify fans, you are about to get a little extra entertainment on the side. Because apparently Spotify is going to be launching video content just on Android, by the way, sometime this week. iOS users, yeah, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, maybe till next week. Now, this is nothing new. Spotify did say in May of last year, yes, it seems like a very long time ago, that it would be expanding into the video genre. Although still as right now, we don't know what content that's going to be coming to Spotify Video. Although there are partner rumors such as BBC, Comedy Central, ESPN, MTV, and Vice News. A nice little thing, however, to see, though, from the Spotify video service is that even though Spotify is paying partners to license their content, its videos won't launch with any advertising. Really? Wonder how long that'll last. Plus, the bigger concern, how do you get 75 million people worldwide to say, what's this button do? Oh, cool, video. And actually hop on board to, say, the 20 million paying subscribers. I'm sure as the days roll on, we'll have a few more details about what Spotify has up its sleeves. Now, we've said this before, and I guess we're just going to reiterate it again. Toshiba is not a good time to be at Toshiba. Yes, Toshiba is actually planning to sell its chip business that aims to recover that $1.3 billion accounting scandal. You remember that? In fact, Toshiba's wasting no time. They've started accepting bids already. Of course, they're not saying who is bidding on the chips just yet, since the person in charge is not authorized to talk to media. Yeah, that's actually what it's written here. The sale of their chip business, however, would exclude Toshiba's mainstay NAND flash memory operations. Nah, you're not going to get the whole package, just the chips. But hey, if you're looking for a hell of a deal on a chip business, you might want to get your bids in right now. And finally, we are going back, yes indeed, to the UK so we can see Buckingham Palace in all its virtual reality. Yes. Yes, that's right. The Royal Collection Trust recently announced that Buckingham Palace has been selected by students as the first Google Expeditions experience in the UK. Those of you not familiar with Google Expeditions, well, that allows students to wear virtual reality headsets and travel anywhere outside the classroom in their own mind. Now, in fact, there's actually 150 different destinations they can choose from, but the UK actually hasn't been represented until now. The Buckingham Palace Expedition will take you on a tour of some of the palace's staterooms, basically giving you that same experience as when you're walking through it. You can see works of fine art of the royal collection and so many other things. Who knows? I don't even know if the Queen herself will pop up around or something. Who knows? Best of all, the tour actually is available on YouTube. Yes, you heard me correctly. So no, it doesn't look like you just need to be a student to enjoy this. It can be viewed on your smartphone, but works best when you use that that little thing called Google Cardboard. Yeah. So, hey, teachers, if the school didn't give you the budget to take those kids on a field trip, well, now they can do it sitting there at their desk. Lord knows, regardless if they're sitting in a classroom or walking in the real place, they're going to be just as bored. But at least you will have less headaches. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com is the destination for all the great BTN shows. Check them all out over there. Of course, Big Show, Mac Show, The Gamers Show, of course, The News Show, so many. Get on over there. Check them all out. You can subscribe over there. You can also get on iTunes and get subscribed as well. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And British Tech Slack Room, BritishTech.slack.com. Well, that does it for your Tuesday's installment of the BTN News Show. Don't worry, though. We'll be back tomorrow humping your leg for Humpy Dumpy Wednesday's edition. Get you caught up with the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Tuesday's going awesome for you. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.